How do you picture heaven? Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Growing up, I pictured heaven as a huge space with lots of oddly shaped houses, where the sky is always blue, the streets are gold, and there's always a massive worship service going down somewhere. Honestly, this is still how I picture heaven sometimes by default. But how do you picture heaven? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Heaven on Earth by Michelle Eisenhoff. Too often, Christians have a vague understanding of heaven as a cloudy, indistinct place where we'll wear white robes and strum on harps. No wonder so many people don't want to go there. If we take a good look at what the Bible actually says about heaven, we'll find that it sounds pretty good. Number one, heaven will ultimately be on earth. As we read in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5, I remember being so relieved when I first understood this. It's a familiar, concrete idea I can wrap my mind around. God created the earth uniquely for habitation, with the intention that people live on it. The objective won't change, but the earth will be made better, healed from sin and all the brokenness it caused. The Bible tells us the earth will pass away and be made new, minus the sin, hunger, sickness, death, and war we're all accustomed to on the current one. Number two, we will have physical bodies, as we find in Philippians 3, verses 20 through 21. Another relief, isn't it? We're accustomed to our five senses, to the pressure of air in our lungs and dirt under our feet. God intended us to be physical as well as spiritual beings. When Jesus rose from the dead, he had his physical body that bore scars and could consume food. Since Christ set the pattern we will follow, we can expect physical bodies too. His resurrection secures ours. Number three, God will dwell with us, as we read in Revelation 21:3. We were created for fellowship with God, such as Adam and Eve experienced in the garden. Sin broke that relationship, but Jesus conquered sin. One day his work on the cross will come to full realization, and everyone who has put their trust in Jesus will once again enjoy the presence of the Creator of the universe in this way. Scripture tells us we are sojourners on this path, and our true citizenship is in heaven because that's where Jesus is. We can rejoice knowing that we will dwell with him and his people forever, and that he will exceed our expectations in every way. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you imagined heaven both when you were a kid and more recently? After reading today's Bible passages, what questions do you still have about heaven? Now, Jesus is in heaven, and at the same time, he is also with us. What questions do you have about this? As you and I can read in Philippians 3, 20 through 21, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 14, 1 through 6, Philippians 3, 20 through 21, and Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Whether you've been a part of the Summer Reading Challenge from the start or you're just getting started, July is a great time to stay in God's Word. Read every day and you'll be entered to win this month's prize pack featuring a Neato Nice Ice Baby, a Neato Nice Cube Glow, and an unlocked journal and highlighter set. Join us at unlocked.org/summer. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Popular with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.